It was the rainiest fall on record in parts of eastern Oregon and Washington, which was good for keeping late-season wildfires at bay, but torrential rains wreaked havoc on some timber harvesters in the Northwest. Correspondent Emily Schwing has more.
Employees at Vaughan Brothers Lumber Incorporated in Colville, Washington, got lucky this fall.
We didn't miss a day because of the wet weather.
Josh Anderson is the sawmill's timber manager. It's one of two mills owned by Vaughan Brothers in Pendere County. We climb halfway up the ladder of a giant port crane. It used to move shipping containers. Now it moves tree-sized timber back and forth between sorted piles of logs and the mill itself. Anderson points to a tower of stockpiled logs from a wildfire salvage nearby.
How normal is it to have that much inventory so that, you know, you kind of get past a wet season?
Abnormal for a fall wet season. We build up inventory for fire season, and we build up inventory to get through winter and spring breakup, but not through a fall breakup.
Instead of things freezing up when they were supposed to this fall, the weather stayed warm and wet, similar to the kind of weather expected when winter gives way to spring. That stockpile of timber Anderson points to kept the mill running after roughly 6 inches of rain soaked much of eastern Washington for most of October and into November. But no such stockpile exists for the guys who cut and deliver logs for companies like Vaughan Brothers, so Anderson says they weren't nearly as lucky.
It impacted our loggers and truckers a lot, so they bore the biggest part of the brunt, and it's hard for them to make that up.
Oh, that's absolutely true.
Jim Geisinger is the executive vice president of Oregon's Associated Loggers.
Yeah, that's correct. It's a lost opportunity because, you know, when the weather does clear up, you're off to your next job, or maybe you're going back to finish up the one you got ran off of.
Geisinger says fall rain in Oregon likely cut industry-wide production there in half.
The storms just kept coming. And so I would say the impact to our industry was greater than it's ever been.
But he isn't sure how that loss translates into lost dollars or board feet. Those aren't numbers Washington's Forest Protection Association keeps track of either.
You know, when I say we lost 50% of the production, I think you can assume that that percentage ripples through the entire supply chain in our industry.
For now, the rain has stopped, and early in December, warmer than normal weather gave way to frigid temperatures that some parts of the region haven't seen since 2014. Geisinger says cold combined with recent snowfall could be good for loggers in both eastern Oregon and Washington.
Over on the east side, loggers actually like to have a few feet of snow on the ground and to have the ground frozen to do their logging.
It's easier for logging trucks to transport heavy logs on frozen roads, and frozen ground limits problems caused by erosion. On the flip side, though, single-digit temperatures are tough on the many blades and moving parts back at the sawmill. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.